This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Kiss the girl won't change the world, but I'm so glad.
Oh, there's a good moment to come in.
Absolutely. Happy International Lesbian Day, Mar Gardner.
And you too, Leanne Renfrey. And, of course, Anastasia on panel. Good morning, Anastasia.
Oh, my God, I better turn myself on.
Okay, it's going to be that kind of show, is it?
Although I do have two beautiful blondes in front of me, so I won't need to do that, too much of that.
Oh, there you go. Thank you so much. And I'd like to say thank you to honorary lesbian Tim Lennox for the news.
Yes, and thanks, Tim, for all that great news about women's sport.
Exactly.
Good for you, mate.
And to Philip for taking care of the morning shift this morning before we came on for this special show. So, International Lesbian Day, Marg.
So how long has it been going, Leanne? Do you know?
Oh, it's been going for a while. There's a little bit of contention around when it first started. My research has said that it happened in the 1980s and apparently in New Zealand. And 6 months exactly to the day after International Women's Day.
Those New Zealanders are very progressive. They gave women the vote before any other country in the world.
That's true indeed. So there hasn't been a lot about it. In fact, I wasn't really that aware of International Lesbian Day until a little while ago.
And of course, Joy is going to be at the forefront of all of these things.
That's right, premier events. There's bits happening across the East Coast in Australia over the weekend. There was an event in Sydney all day on Saturday, and we're going to have a chat to one of the coordinators of that a bit later in the program, find out how that went, because they had performers and forums and all sorts of things going on. But not a lot happening in Melbourne until now.
And we are going to bring you as much as we can of local lesbian news and local lesbian stars. Some of them are stars. In fact, they're all stars. Famous Australian lesbians.
Exactly.
People international lesbians, people who've made a difference in our lives. And today really is a celebration. And we want you to be a part of that celebration with us today.
Exactly. So you can, if you've got anything you want to tell us, you can SMS on 0427JOY949 or email onair@joy.org.au and give us some comments. And we've got a few people to chat with this morning between 12 and 2. We're going to have a chat with Silke Bader, who's the owner of Avalon Media, which publishes Lesbians on the Loose magazine. We also have a guest in the studio, Lana Wolfe, who is a lesbian poet, feminist, blogger, writer, and extraordinary radio talent.
And lots, lots more.
Exactly. So, all that happening on our International Lesbian Day special on Joy.
Joy 94.9.
Today, Joy 94.9 celebrates International Lesbian Day 2012. Internationally, Lesbian Day is seen as a way to rejoice in the lesbian culture. We look back on the important events that have shaped the community, discuss what still needs to be done to break down the stereotypes and support inclusiveness.
Oh, clap your hands.
International Lesbian Day 2012. Embrace the contributions lesbians make in the arts, music, sport, politics, health, and more. Happy International Lesbian Day 2012. Joy 94.9.
And welcome back to Joy 94.9, this International Lesbian Day special. On the line from Sydney, we've got Silke Bader, who's the owner of Avalon Media, which publishes Australia's leading lesbian magazine, Lottl. Morning, Silke.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. Thank you for joining us.
You're welcome.
It's very exciting for us to have this special today. So happy International Lesbian Day to you.
Yeah, same to you.
Silke, tell us a bit about yourself and how you got into the world of the media and how you came to be in Australia, I guess, too.
Oh, gee. Well, I've arrived in Australia, I'd say, 25 years ago. And one of my first ventures when I arrived in Australia was I established a travel agency which was focusing for the women's market, or more specific, I guess, the lesbian market. And I was one of the most regular, biggest advertisers in Lesbians on the Loose. And that was, I guess, why the previous owners, Francis and Barbara, contacted me at a time when they wanted to sell the magazine, because they found that it was important that a lesbian will take over the magazine, and somebody with a bit of a business idea and understanding. And that's how I got into media. So I have really sort of jumped into the deep end back then. That was now 13 years ago. It was a very interesting learning curve. I had to learn very quickly, but it was a lot of fun.
What's been the highlight for you in terms of getting into media away from the travel business?
Definitely making a difference, a big difference. While it was in one way, you know, making a difference with the Lesbian Travel Agency, but with Lottl, it is really important work, and the influence over the community with how you direct the magazine and the publishing is very, very strong, I guess. And it's just a lot of fun in so many different ways. In publishing, the biggest change for us in the last 13 years is definitely from print to digital. So there are a lot of skills required, and it's multitasking and all this. So it's a lot of fun to publish.
That's right. It's a gorgeous, glossy magazine, but I don't think it was like that in 1989 when it first started, was it, Silke?
No, that's right. Yeah, it was a kind of photocopied 8-page newsletter.
Yep.
And, you know, it wasn't, I mean, when I took over, it was still black and white, and I think it was a newsprint, or it might have been on cloth, I can't remember, but it was just a natural change with the magazine that we went to color, and that was really mostly supported from the advertisers. So that went you know, quite easy. That wasn't really a big thing to change that, because the advertisers did support that. So yeah,
and it's a national magazine. What would you say over the last 20 odd years has changed in terms of the sorts of stories and themes and articles and whatever that you've had?
The highlights very much are lesbian families, the lesbian baby boom.
Yes, that's right.
That is really one of our biggest changes we have actually seen. And that sort of information comes through our surveys we do on a very regular basis every couple of years. The other biggest change, which you actually see more in the magazine than the lesbian families, is weddings and commitment ceremonies.
Yeah, 20 years ago we didn't have that.
No, that's right. And it's all about visibility, and the girls that just want to see other you know, same-sex couples getting married, and where else can they see it but in Lottl?
Yeah. Silke, do you think lesbians have got bolder and braver as the years have gone by? Or have we always been a bold and brave bunch?
I think so. I mean, the title alone speaks a million words, Lesbians on the Loose. And to give this magazine that title, I think back then, 23 years ago, you know, described the community very well, and I think it's no different now. So there is the shifts, you know, in just from that regards of the weddings or commitment ceremonies and the baby boom are probably the visual shift we see with the magazine. But in regards of what lesbians or our readership want in media, that really hasn't changed. So also saying if they are bolder and you know, more out there, I don't know. You know, we still face the same issues. You know, still one of the most read articles always when we research are always like, you know, being coming out stories. I mean, that still is something people just want to read and find out about it.
Because I guess people are still coming out, aren't they?
That's absolutely right. And it's, you know, not Maybe it's a little easier for sure in the cities, but I mean, if you go into country towns and even suburbs alone, you know, it's still hard.
One last question to wrap it up, Silke, without notice. So I'm going to get you to think on your feet here. Who would you say has been the most influential lesbian of our time?
I guess it would be Ellen.
Okay, yeah. Yep. Because?
Because she's so visible.
Yeah. And that's certainly, lesbian invisibility has been one of the many one of the biggest problems over the years. So, the fact that she's so public and it's so easy.
She came out on a show and everyone thought that's the end of her, and she rose out of those ashes and became bigger and brighter and stronger. So, she's an icon for sure. Or a dicon, as we like to call her. Okay, Silke, thank you so much for joining us this morning. Thanks for your time.
You're very welcome. Okay.
For listening to Joy 94.9.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Studio, we have Lana Wolf this afternoon. We have been saying this morning, but it's this afternoon already. Thank you for joining us, Lana.
You're very welcome.
So, Lana, you're a community development worker, feminist, lesbian, performance poet, storyteller, comedian, blogger and writer.
Yes.
Wow.
What do you do in your spare time?
That is my spare time. In my spare time, I do the Joy of Radio, Taste of Radio.
At Joy.
Fantastic. Yep.
So, welcome to the studio.
Thank you.
Tell us a little bit of your background, how you got into all that creative stuff.
Well, my background is actually being an activist, and I was always preaching to the converted, and I thought maybe if I changed the way that I spoke about things, maybe other people would listen, and so far that's what's been happening.
So what's the difference between the way you used to communicate and the way you communicate now?
Oh, the way that I used to communicate really kind of fulfilled that stereotype of the angry feminist lesbian.
Right?
Yeah. And now I'm the creative, cool, funny lesbian, so.
And people respond to that better.
Yeah.
What drives you?
Oh, social justice. Social justice in every form. Yeah. Serving the community.
And do you have, I guess, a top three issues for justice? That's a hardie, I know.
It is a hardie. Well, I suppose women. So the breaking down the inequality and injustice of women, racism, and homophobia. Yeah.
That'll keep you busy.
Yeah, it does.
Have you seen... So how, I guess, how long have you been doing this activism thing?
Oh, activism? Since 20 years, maybe, in some form or another.
And the nice... Friendly activism?
Oh, only about a year and a half since I moved to Melbourne.
Okay. Well, what happened moving to Melbourne to change that?
I moved here and I didn't... I only had one friend here who'd lived here, and I saw a slam poet workshop and I went, oh, I'll go along to that and see what happens. And now here I am.
What is a slam poet?
Oh, a slam poet. Well, a slam is a poetry competition. You have a time limit, 3 minutes. If you go over 3 minutes and 10 seconds, you get deducted points. And it's a poetry competition.
And are they popular?
They're becoming more popular in Melbourne. They're very, very popular in the United States and Canada. But in Melbourne, it's becoming more popular. We have monthly slam, slam-a-lam-a-ding-dong.
as well as you to say. I thought that was a drink.
No, it's a poetry slam.
And where can we find Slam a Lam a Ding Dong for those of us interested?
Find it on Facebook.
What is it about poetry that you love?
I love the alliteration. I love the words. Words can be so sexy. I like communicating, and I think that's really important in every aspect of your life. And I really enjoy it.
And you were going to share something that you've written today with us?
I am.
Yeah. Do you want to do that now, or would you like to have a... Because I notice you haven't got any paper in front of you.
I don't.
So part of the slam poetry is it's got all got to be in your head.
It doesn't have to be, but some of it is. Yeah, so I'm happy to...
Go for it. Do you need an intro, or is it just something that's going to be clear?
Well, this one, I will give it a little intro. This one's called Dear Butchers. and I wrote it because I was actually told by someone that I was dating that I wasn't a real lesbian because I was a femme. And I wrote a piece about it. And then I thought, oh, hang on a second here. You know, yes, there's some issues here about always being invisible and being delegitimized. But, you know, let's give it to the women out there that identify or others identify as butchers and saying they're at the forefront and they don't have a chance to come out because people just assume. So here's a tribute to all of those butchers out there. Dear butchers, I've always been drawn to you as a little girl crushing on you at school. I knew there was something special about you. As I grew, I became entranced by the songs of the Indigo Girls, Melissa Etheridge and K.D. Lang, not butchers all of them, but even then, before my body was grown enough to know what it craved, even then I felt your pull. I must confess, though I loved you, I also knew there was something other about you too. My friends would often say there's two of them as you walked by with your lover. Them. So I grew to think of you as a foreigner outside the us of my safe little prison. I could never be like you, I thought. I could never be a them. So as I grew, and it pains me to tell you, I actively othered you. I used butch as an adjective and a derogatory one at that, fearing that my similarities to you, my attraction to you, could be seen on the surface. I distanced myself. I even had a little phrase I would say in a deep, mocking voice. Oh, how ashamed I am now when I would try on a piece of clothing that felt too masculine to me. I would say, this is a little much butch, announcing much with a long U sound, so it rhymed with butch. I only had to say those words too much butch, and my friends would go into fits of laughter. That laughter was at you. I am so sorry, so very, very sorry. You see, this is what fear can do to a person. I, a sensitive and loving teenager at the time, wouldn't have dreamed of hurting anyone, yet here I was, casually ripping apart an identity that struck too close to home, that made visible my most intimate and private feelings, and too afraid that I would become a them, I attacked you. But for all the wrongs I did to you, dear butchers, you have only shown me love in return. Thank you. Thank you for teaching me that there are infinite ways of being a woman. Thank you for teaching me that all masculinity needn't be feared, needn't be male, needn't be misogynist. Thank you for wearing your love on your cuff-linked sleeve. Thank you for your bravery, your bruises and your buzz cuts. Thank you for standing up for me when big burly men try to intimidate me, for standing in front of me when those same burly men say they can screw the lesbian out of me. The world has not been kind to you, and for a time in my life I was a part of that. Thank you for forgiving me, for shattering my us's and them's, and for welcoming me home. But most of all, thank you for teaching me that there's no such thing as too much butch. Thank you.
Oh, wonderful. Woo! Thank you, Lana.
Wow, how long did that take to put together?
Oh, maybe about 2 weeks.
Oh, wow.
And the word that came into my head when I was listening to you was labels.
Yeah, yeah. That was how it all started, with those labels, being labelled a femme and exploring that and then exploring labels.
Okay, well, thank you so much for joining us today. Thank you for that. And I'm sure we're going to hear some more of you on Joy as soon as you finish your Taste of Radio course.
Thank you very much.
Happy International Lesbian Day to you.
Happy International Lesbian Day to you too.
Hi, this is Sia and you're listening to Joy 94.9.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Speaking of which, silly things.
Yes, Leanne.
I thought it might be worthwhile running through some lesbian jokes, because there are some, and some of them are even funny. And I've whittled it down to the clean ones, given it's lunchtime. Now, if we're doing this show at midnight, we might have probably been a little more risky.
The list would be a lot longer too,
exactly.
Wouldn't it?
Exactly. But we can invite people perhaps to send in a few as well.
Yeah.
Don't know that we'll necessarily read them.
Depends. No, and if you put your member number on, we'll throw you in the draw for that prize pack
exactly.
too.
Exactly. Anyway, Marg, you ready?
I am. Boom, boom.
How many lesbians does it take to change a light globe?
I don't know, Leanne. How many lesbians does it take to change a light globe?
Four.
Four?
One to change it, two to organise the vegan meal, and one to write a folk song about the empowering experience.
Lovely.
Oh, not that I'm, you know, stereotyping at all.
No. Next.
What do lesbians call Viagra? Batteries.
Yep, good.
Boom, boom.
Boom, boom.
Duracell bunnies. There you go. How many straight people from Northcote does it take to change a light globe?
Two. The only two.
That's right, both of them.
Yeah.
Exactly, exactly. Hello, everyone in Northcote. Happy International Lesbian Day.
I don't live in Northcote, but I nearly live in Northcote, and I used to live in Northcote.
Yeah.
If you live in Northcote or Fairfield or Thornbury or Preston or any more stereotypical addresses, Clifton Hill?
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a few there too. I know a few there. Send us in. Just tell us your suburb.
That's
0427 Joy 949. Tell us what suburb you're listening from. And if you want to get that prize pack, you can put your membership number on that too.
Hey, did you hear about the woman that went to the gynecologist?
No.
She was being examined. The doctor said, "Why, it's immaculate in here. What do to keep yourself so hygienic?"
I can she only begin said, to imagine.
I have a woman in twice a week. There you go. Remember that next time we go to the doctor.
No, I'm...
What do you call a lesbian in space? Alien degenerates. Boom, boom. Okay, a couple more. I'm still persevering.
Yeah,
I didn't say the top 10. Do you know what drag is?
No.
It's when a man wears everything a lesbian won't. What do you call 100 heavily armed lesbians?
What?
Militia Etheridge.
Oh, nice. Well, I think
I don't know.
I think that could be my favourite. No, I think the gynecologist one's my favourite. Do that one again.
Later. Next month. What do you call a lesbian with long fingernails? Single. Boom, boom. That's it. I'm sure you've got better jokes than us. If you do, don't forget you can SMS 0427JOY949. Email onair@joy.org.au. You're listening to Marg and Leanne on International Lesbian Day on Joy 94.9.
To find out more about Joy 94.9, check out joy.org.au.
Now, speaking of highlights, on the line we have Sally Morris. Sally's actually up in Queensland. She's from the Queensland Association for Healthy Communities. Hi, Sally.
Hello.
Thanks for joining us on this International Lesbian Day.
Yes, no, thank you so much for inviting us to speak. It's really amazing to be welcomed from Queensland all the way down to Victoria.
Yeah, thanks a lot. Well, we've got a whole East Coast thing happening because we had Silke Bader from Lottle on earlier, so now we've got you. But you're actually in Sydney on the weekend for a special event.
Oh, at midweek, actually, on
midweek.
Wednesday. Down at the Mind Out Symposium, I'll be down on Wednesday.
All right.
Talking about mental health
exactly.
for the LGBT community, yes.
But something else happened in Sydney on last Saturday.
Oh, in Brisbane.
Sorry.
In Brisbane on Saturday. We had a huge International Lesbian Day celebration on Saturday just gone. It was absolutely amazing. So we've been doing some International Lesbian Day celebrations in Brisbane for about, 5 or 6 years.
Well, we're just saying, actually, when we started the program, that it sort of hasn't hit Melbourne, but you guys have been doing, about it for a long time.
Yeah, we've been doing it for a little while. The Lesbian Health Action Group, which is a volunteer non-profit group as a part of Healthy Communities. We've been doing it this year and last year. Before that, a local group called City Liquors has been doing the event, and we took over last year. But they came on as a sponsor.
Do I ask what they do, or is that best not to?
No. They run women's only lesbian events here. So we have monthly dances through City Liquors, and they do winery tours, and we've actually got a beach weekend coming up in about 2 weeks' time that they're doing. So they do some really amazing lesbian women-only events.
Yeah. My co-host here, Marg, is looking like she might want to be a City Liquor.
I was just thinking we need to find the Melbourne branch.
Yeah. So it's a pretty awesome space. So they came on as a sponsor this year. and we also had the Wickham Hotel on as a sponsor this year, which really helped the event come through. So it was such an amazing day.
So tell us what you did.
Yeah, what's the rundown?
So we had a huge celebration. So it was the Wickham Hotel. So it was a daytime event. We had some amazing performances on stage. So we including Becky Cole, the country singer who came out as a lesbian probably about 2 or 3 months ago on Australian Story. So we had her performing,
great.
Which was great, plus some really great local talent, including Jules Wu and Jodie Cowie and Eleanor Jackson and Betsy Turcotte. So they're on stage. We had a marketplace store. We had about 25 community stores, both businesses and community organisations and volunteer-run groups. And we had a bit of a chill-out space where people can sit and get away from the smoke and alcohol for a while. We had some dating activities.
Oh, yeah.
So people could purchase a number and get messages from other people in the room. And then we had a whole bunch of activities running upstairs. We had a trivia and a relaxation space, a discussion group, and some short films showing.
So is it on the same weekend next year, Sally?
Well, I guess we try and do it as close to the 8th as possible.
Yes, I'm going to book my ticket now. Yeah, sounds good.
Yeah, so and it's getting bigger and bigger every year. So this year was bigger than last year and the year before that. So it's getting bigger and bigger. So
how many do you reckon you had along?
We're still trying to figure it out, but we're reckoning around 600 people.
Wow.
Is what we're thinking. We certainly have raised, that was a fundraiser for the Lesbian Health Action Group, and we've raised at least $6,000.
Oh, well done.
For the Lesbian Health Action Group.
Because we know up there's been a few hassles with funding.
Yeah, absolutely. And the Lesbian Health Action Group has always been a non-profit volunteer group anyway. We've never had any lesbian funding in Queensland. So what we're hoping to do with these funds is actually produce a lesbian health resource in Queensland, because we often get the other lesbian resources from Victoria and, mm-hmm. and New South Wales, but they're harder to transport up here. We often have to pay for them, and getting them distributed to the community is a bit more difficult. So we're hoping to have a Queensland-based resource that'd be easier to get a hold of, because we get like the Birds and the Birds resource up here, but it's hard to get a good quantity of numbers of resources. Got plenty of gay men resources, but we need something for the women to connect with. So that's what we're really hoping to do with this money that we got from this day.
Okay.
Yeah.
And did the weather do the right thing for you on Saturday?
Yeah, actually, it was quite hot. It was about 35 degrees.
Wow,
up here.
That's hot for up there.
It really was. It was the first hot day that we had. So it made the car park area, the store holders, a little bit sweaty. But it was a beautiful sunny day. So, yes, it all went down pretty well.
And it sounds like the lesbian scene in Brisbane's pretty vibrant, Sally.
It really is. And, like, there's lots of community initiatives. Like City Liquors, I don't think they actually make much profit, but they're certainly very keen on doing more and more events. And I think there's lots of that small volunteer-run community initiatives happening. You know, we've got a lot of them were on the day. This is just community saying, hey, we want something for women, and they put stuff together. There was a picnic that was happening yesterday that a whole bunch of the small volunteer-run groups put together. I actually didn't get along to that, but I'm sure...
You were probably sleeping, were you?
Yeah, I was resting.
After your big day?
Yeah, and unpacking and sorting through things. So, yeah.
And so was that a free event?
No, we had a door entry of $10,
uh-huh.
And 80% of that went to the Lesbian Health Action Group.
Oh, okay, so you're obviously still dependent on volunteers and
absolutely.
Your sponsors and everything.
So we had about 30 volunteers on the day that helped us pull the event together, and we couldn't have done it without them. We really couldn't have run that event without the volunteers and without the sponsors as well. Like the Wickham put in lots of energy and effort for advertising, organising the performances on stage. They look after... bringing in Becky Cole and the other performances as well, getting sponsorship on
and
the day.
Such a coup to get her. That was terrific.
Oh, it was absolutely amazing. It was. And I think that really helped bring the day together. So that really attracted women to the event and then kept them around. And then while they're there, we can engage them in hopefully healthy and other activities. So that was the idea about running the other activities, was to get women into a space, but also that our community is more than get together and drinking. You know, that our community is a lot more vibrant than that, and that we can connect on other levels. So just really encouraging people to do that. So that was really the idea about the stalls and the activities,
right,
to get people connecting with their community in a positive way.
Okay, yeah. Well, thank you so much, Sally, for joining us. I'm glad it went well, and we look forward to next year. And I think Marg will definitely be going up,
and we should
get something happening down in Victoria, I reckon.
Truly amazing. And actually, if people want to find out more about the Lesbian Health Action Group, they can find us on Facebook, or they can visit our website, which is www.qahc.org.au/lesbian. Please, you know, look at our website, and our contact details are on there if you have any questions or want to connect with other activities that we do.
Lovely.
Excellent.
Thanks, Sally.
Thank you so much.
Right, bye. Sally Morris, who coordinated the International Lesbian Day events in Brisbane last Saturday.
And we are celebrating International Lesbian Day here on Joy 94.9.
Today is
the real day. And we want to say hi to Reese. Thanks for your call, Reese. Reese reckons he loves Leanne's lesbian jokes.
Hello.
Good for you, Reese. And because you are a Joy member, we're going to put you in the drawer for calling in and saying how much you loved Leanne's lesbian jokes. I'm saying that L thing as often as I can, which is...
Not Lip Service.
A DVD of Lip Service Series 2, which is a fantastic drama, a bit like the L word, but the characters are nicer. Guided by Venus, CD by Wendy Rule, and The Moon Looked On, a double CD by Claire Bowditch. And The Feeding Set, if you would like to go into the draw for that and you are a Joy member, or you can even sign up on the phone right now if you want to, you can SMS 0427JOY949 with your membership number. onair@joy.org.au is our email. Again, throw in your membership number. If you know any good lesbian jokes, if you want to say hi, if you want to wish someone International Lesbian Day happy,
anything like that.
Want to tell us who you wish was a lesbian, who's your favourite lesbian, who do you think are the most influential lesbians of our time, all of those things and more, we'll take the lot.
Exactly.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.